Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking chelada, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/IssuesETC.
One of the ways we like to communicate with our listeners, it's not one-way communication all the time on radio. We like to communicate with our listeners by giving them access to the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's 24 hours a day. It'll answer, and it won't give you any answers, but it will answer when you call, and you can leave your comment, question, criticism, whatever you want to say, a suggestion for a future show, a question you didn't get in. If you want to quibble with an answer that was given or suggest a guest or a topic, it's all open field on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. We leave it open for you, and we want you to call it as often as you feel is necessary. 618-223-8384. Let's listen to a few comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. First, some feedback about our recent series on the Nicene Creed with Pastor Will Whedon.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to let you know I'm trying hard to get through to vote on the soundbite of the week. I would have voted for number four for Pastor Whedon, and only because I thought that would have been a great teaser for that whole series. That was a terrific series on the Creed, and I hope, you know, I understand that you guys are bringing back the Reformation Club. I'm on my second time around listening to that series on the Nicene Creed, and if you guys put that onto a CD and made that one of the, you know, premium items on the Reformation Club, I think that would be great. Again, thank you so much. I thought that was a terrific series.
Well, we'd like very much to be able to take 5 hours of radio and fit it onto a CD, but we can't do it right now, at least not in audio form. And it's a great suggestion, by the way, and I agree. Even while we were doing that series with Pastor Will Whedon on the Nicene Creed, I was thinking to myself, and I don't often think this, as good as our guests are, as good and as consistently good as our large stable of Issues Etc. guests are in bringing their expertise to the table here, I don't often think instant classic. But in the case of that series with Pastor Will Whedon on the Nicene Creed, I did. And the great thing about it is that you can go back and listen to it again. And the depth is there, the insights are there that sometimes you just can't catch the first time you listen. That's why we always say we love our on-demand listeners. And if you're like me, you hear something like this, you want to hear it again. You want to go back and say, I want to wring everything I can out of it when it is that good and that in-depth. All the credit here goes to Pastor Will Whedon. I literally just sit here, lean back in my chair, and let him go to town, ask an occasional question, which are all very obvious. And if you haven't heard that series on the Nicene Creed, I suggest you do go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll be able to find it when you search the old archives there on the right-hand side of the page, Pastor Will Whedon on the Nicene Creed. Thank you very much for your kind words. Next, a suggestion for a future Pastor's Roundtable.
Hello, Pastor Eric Trinander, Peace Lutheran Church, Jefferson City, Missouri. I was curious. A question came to my mind. You had, of course, a long series and are really still in the series of pastors' roundtables on the Lutheran Confessions. And I was curious why you did not have anything on the apology to the Augsburg Confession. I thank you for your work. I thank you especially for making the podcast of your show available through the Internet. And also, not to be forgotten, thanks for those wonderful songs that fit oh so well with the various items on your show. God's blessings.
Well, thank you. And I should say that we do love our on-demand listeners. Now, he asks why in the series of Pastors' Roundtables that we do on Thursday afternoons, we went from the Augsburg Confession, the very first and seminal of the confessions in the Book of Concord, on to the next thing. We skipped over the apology to the Augsburg Confession. There's a really simple explanation. It's not because we intended to leave any of the content out there, but just in terms of doing a series, a radio series, we would have ended up walking over the same ground all over again in exactly the same order. And you, what you don't want to do is make this one sound just like the last one. I mean, you want to be able to do that. So we skipped over, intentionally skipped over the apology to the Augsburg Confession, went on to the other parts. We've covered almost everything. We're almost to the end of the Formula Concord. And we're going to go back sometime near Thanksgiving, I believe, Thursday, December the 3rd. We're going to begin a series on the apology, go back and go more in depth on the things that we did. Of course, the apology is merely, it's not a reiteration. It's an explanation, a deeper explanation of the Augsburg Confession. We'll do that coming up on Thursday, December the 3rd, so you don't have to wait too long at all. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at @issuesetc. Here's a comment about the classic Luther movie and Issues Etc.
Yes, this is Herman. As we are on the eve of Reformation Day, I have for Issues Etc. the perspective that is extremely significant. Some 50-plus years ago, there was an event in Lutheranism that reached around the world that was the introduction of the motion picture Martin Luther, that based on the issues of the Reformation, summarized what made Luther significant in terms of the doctrine of justification and the Reformation. That's been a classic since then that made a worldwide impact as a motion picture venue media. And it's still a surprising bestseller among its distributors on the DVD media today. However, Issues Etc. is now in its own global media via the Internet, being around the world with the doctrine of justification and Christ-centered, cross-focused salvation in Christ alone. So there's certainly a follow-on here around the world that Issues Etc. now has. And also the powerful fact and most significant fact is it's outflanking the apostasy of the leadership of the Lutheran World Federation and other so-called Lutheran leaders that would blend out the Reformation with the things of man. So thanks be to God that there is a venue that's opened in a new media to get the Reformation out to the world. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the comment. Now, anyone can comment on the comment line. I'll respond to Herman here in just a moment. But that comment line number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. Well, this is exactly what we're trying to do, and I'm glad that Herman considers it a success so far, and that is get into the bloodstream. You know, this can be done by writing books. This can be done by writing magazine articles. It can be done by producing radio programs and allowing them to have a permanent place. That's the one thing that I think on-demand listening and the Internet has really changed about this kind of communication. It used to be that once you said it, it was said, and it kind of flew out there, and it couldn't be heard again because it was happening in real time. Nothing wrong with that. Live listeners are great, too. But now, since everything can be archived, everything can be kept, everything can be listened to now and later and again, it changes the way that people listen. It changes what we can do. And the way I think about it is getting into the bloodstream of the church again today, getting these central doctrinal truths of the Reformation back into our bloodstream, and they take up permanent residence there. You know, you can do this by writing a book, and in 10 years, people are still reading it. Now, thanks be to God, the radio is kind of like that too. People can still be listening to this 10 years from now because it's going to be in the bloodstream. It'll still have its good effect, its reforming effect, if you will. Thank you very much, Herman. Remember to call the comment line anytime you have a suggestion, a question, criticism, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for this month is the Lutheran Study Bible. It's a resource that, one of those kind of things that gets in the bloodstream. The good, solid scholarship there, the emphasis on reformational truth gets in the bloodstream. Find out more about the Issues Etc. book of the month for November, the Lutheran Study Bible, at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. When we come back, the theological differences between Lutherans in America. Pastor Charles Lehman will be our guest.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology. And we'd like to send you the new Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, 1600 Gulfview Drive, Suite 230, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the new Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
An incredible article has surfaced by late-term abortionist Lisa Harris. She wrote about aborting a baby 18 weeks into pregnancy. She has to literally dismember the baby with forceps to get it out. Ironically, the abortionist was also 18 weeks pregnant. At the precise moment she looked down to see a baby's dismembered foot in her forceps, she felt her own baby kick for the first time. She also wrote about killing a baby 23 weeks old, reassembling the body parts, and then rushing upstairs to save a preemie the same age. The determining factor for life, she said, was simply the location of the baby and whether or not the mother wanted the child. To read more of her revelations, visit today's broadcast link at lifeissues.org.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.